Henry's cat had overslept. He'd dreamt that he'd got up and had breakfast, but in spite of eating and eating, he still felt hungry and looked in the cupboard to find there was no food left. It was a disaster and his worst possible nightmare, so he was very happy to wake up to the sound of his tummy rumbling and find he was still hungry, but there was food in the cupboard. He went sleepily downstairs to get breakfast and on the way saw a letter on the mat. It was no ordinary letter. It was in a coloured envelope, so it was obviously something special.
"Oh, I expect it's a Christmas card," he thought as he stared out of the window at the freshly blooming flowers of spring.
Then he thought perhaps it was an Easter card and shook it to see if he could tell by the sound. He couldn't. It was just too much for a small cat who'd just had a nightmare. He'd have to have breakfast first and then open it. After breakfast of toasted prunes and custard, he opened the letter. It said, "Dear Sir or Madam or Pussycat, we're happy to inform you that your late great Aunt Matilda has left you an inheritance under certain conditions that we will discuss. Please come as soon as possible. Yours faithfully, Mr. Blimp." Well, this was a surprise. He didn't remember having a great Aunt Matilda, but she might have been the one that lived in Australia or somewhere. It was very nice of her to think of him, and he'd have liked to have met a great aunt like that. But he would now go and meet her friend, and that was nearly as good. The next day he was all ready to go. He was dressed in his very smartest clothes and had a large bag to carry all his inheritance back in. He got on the bus and was soon at Mr. Blimp's office. He knocked on the door and a voice said, "Who's there?"
"It's Henry's cat," said Henry's cat.
"Henry's cat who?" said Mr. Blimp.
"Henry's cat, Henry's cat," said Henry's cat.
"Oh, yes. Please come in," said Mr. Blimp, opening the door.
He showed Henry's cat to a seat. Mr. Blimp looked at Henry's cat closely through his spectacles and, after studying him for a while, said,
"Ah, so you are Henry's cat. Do you have proof of identity, like a driving licence, a checkbook or something like that?"
Henry's cat looked in his bag to see if he had something like that. He didn't. He had a small lemon meringue pie, a chocolate cream sausage, a spare shoelace in case of emergency, and a tin opener in case somebody offered him some cat food. He showed these to Mr. Blimp, but he didn't think they were really proof of identity. Henry's cat thought about it. He then got up and looked in a mirror on the wall just to check it was him. It was. He pointed this out to Mr. Blimp and also showed him the letter that was addressed to him. Mr. Blimp thought that this would be all right. So he continued.
"Well, Henry's cat, your great Aunt Matilda was a very generous lady and has left you lots of money."
"I brought a bag to take it home," said Henry's cat, butting in rather rudely.
"Yes," said Mr. Blimp, "but there are certain conditions that have to be satisfied first. You have to prove that you're a worthy heir to her fortune, otherwise it will go to the Battersea Cats Home."
Henry's cat was a bit puzzled by all of this.
"What's a worthy heir?" he asked.
"Oh, you have to prove that you're kind, honest, generous, loyal, and in every way lovable like a true pussycat should be."
He closely studied Henry's cat again and stroked his chin, as if in a little bit of doubt.
"Oh, I am. Yes, I am. Everybody knows that," said Henry's cat. "I'm sure you are," Mr. Blimp sighed. "But you have to prove it. If people point you out and say it, and I hear them say it, then, and only then, can I act on behalf of your great Aunt Matilda and give you the money."
It was rather a big problem for a small cat to solve. Mr. Blimp could see that he needed help.
What I suggest is that you go out and do what you normally do in your village. I'll come down and observe you for a day. If I see you acting as a worthy heir, then I can give you the money. Does that sound fair?"
Henry's cat thought it did, so they arranged for Mr. Blimp to come down the next day. Henry's cat went home on the bus, eating his chocolate cream sausage. He offered a bit to the conductor, just to get him practice. The next day, Henry's cat was all prepared. He was going to do lots of good things and be a very worthy heir. The first thing he saw was a lady coming out of a big shop carrying two large bags of groceries. He immediately went up to her and offered to help. She looked around quickly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?